My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mitch, please. All right, guys, we're going to talk about the news yesterday in which the Browns solidifying their defensive future, signing linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah to an extension, reporting the ballpark of 3 years, $39 million, with $25 million guaranteed. Now, JOK was one of the players that spoke at Browns camp yesterday. Here's what he had to say on his extension.
Been a while negotiating, but, man, it feels good. Feels like I'm loved, right? Feels like that, you know, I have an opportunity to respond to, you know, a lot of the different things that's going on in my life and a lot of the different things that have been going on. And it feels good to be, you know, locked into a place and have the place also respect you and give you honor as well.
What would you like me to comment on that, Mitch? I have a problem with signing him? No. I'm not happy that good things have happened to Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. He's been a really nice guy.
In Mitch's defense, how much have we talked about the JOK contract?
We have not talked about it today.
We talked about it twice today.
It was overshadowed by the news of the day yesterday, which was Mike Hall being at practice.
Yeah.
That's what got more of the columns.
It did, but we mentioned it twice. I'll mention it again. I'm happy that JOK got a contract. I'm surprised it was, I got to be honest, I think it was a little low. Now you got me going. Sorry.
That's
Mitch.
What I was getting
so
to.
He did not bet on himself, is what you're saying.
I was a little bit surprised.
Why didn't JOK bet on himself?
That's not what I said. I didn't tell him to
you
go bet on himself.
You think he's only good in a Jim Schwartz defense?
No,
is that what you're saying?
Not what I said. Whoa, he's good in the defense's rookie season. Yeah, no, I'm not going to yell at you. You're not going to get me worked into a shoot. He was good on the defense's rookie season. He was asked to do things he really shouldn't have been doing his second season in the NFL, and he's been great in his third season.
There was a time when you were concerned about his diet.
There was never a time I was concerned about his diet.
We're worried that he wasn't getting enough protein.
That's not true.
I
defended him. That's true. We did shows, and we did take calls about that. We did do the calorie counter. I remember that, the calorie counter.
I did hear, because Nick Wilson was absolutely loving the contract yesterday and also talked about his homage to his African heritage. I did hear a segment on that yesterday, and I thought that was interesting.
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, we're very happy that he got a contract. There's nothing else to say about Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah getting a contract.
We're pumped.
Now, do you want me to say something that's actually controversial? Would you like me to say it?
Yeah, I would. Mitch, would you?
Don't make me say controversial things.
Yeah, I would say controversial, yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
No one's asking you to say controversial things.
Mr. Taking Care of Business in there is taking me to business. Next guy to get signed is Jed Wills.
Well.
Next guy, you want an argument over a signing? Jed Wills is the argument. There you go. No, it's way too early.
Did they have the money to sign Jed Wills, Ken?
I don't know. It seems to be falling out of their pockets in whatever salary cap that the NFL claims to have does not affect them whatsoever.
So I saw this yesterday. There were some people saying, but wait a second. Bill Barnwell and all the Mike Florio said the Deshaun Watson contract was going to hold them back financially. I still think we would be getting to that point probably next year, right? Because I'm expecting Amari Cooper's number to be off the boards. Could Wyatt Teller's number be off the board?
More than likely.
Interesting, I've heard people say Jedrick Wills, but they got to figure something out at left tackle.
Oh, okay. Left tackles don't fall out of trees.
They don't.
We did this with Jack Conklin. Now, they got burned. That's not a great example because they kind of got burned with Jack Conklin because
Conklin's
of the injury.
Number will be off the boards next year, right? I mean, isn't that the thought?
I believe so. So you will have some money freed up.
So, but that's what I'm saying is they are anticipating those numbers being off. That's how they can do the contracts that they have done.
Well, I think if it were going into next year, they'd be $30 million over.
Right.
Of what the number was.
Yes, before we talk about
restructuring. Amari Cooper's going to take a big chunk out of that, and that's the other ones are going to have to. So I'm just pointing out for everybody, you're not going to like hearing this. They are really, really, really rooting for Jed Wills to play decent this year. And there is a big argument because there are people in Cleveland who think that he is the worst offensive lineman they've ever seen, and there are plenty of people outside of Cleveland who think, hey, he's not so bad. He's not Anthony Munoz. He's not Joe Thomas, but he's not as bad as what Cleveland fans make him out to be. That's what's said to me. I did say he has a ceremonial holding call every game. Jim would call that out, too.
Yeah.
You can hear it on the radio, yeah, on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football. But I'm just pointing out, it's almost the same scenario as Jack Conklin. They need him to do well because do you want to go into the draft again and get another left tackle? Especially with how – you want to talk about the wide receiver room? They haven't done great with wide receivers. They've actually done much better with offensive linemen. So you kind of go with what you want to know. That's a good argument. But next year, the offensive linemen, a lot of these guys, it is as hit or miss as it's ever been because offenses are different in college football. And there's a totally different setup than what you have in the NFL. And the athletes that you face are better in the NFL. So they're not as ready-made to go out there and play as they used to be back when Joe Thomas first started and other guys had first started. So there's more development that goes on. Well, you might not have time to develop those guys. So because the offensive line draft or the tackle draft might not be as good, do you want to go ahead and just try to take a nice, safe wide receiver that you know is going to be... If he does well, he'll be a headache for you in 3 years, like CeeDee Lamb's going on with Dallas right now, which I'm cheering for, and I hope that CeeDee Lamb just leaves and he stays away and they continue to not find him, and I hope he's not there for week one. But I will tell you this, I think a lot of fans got their eyes on a wide receiver for the first round. Okay, well, you better hope Jed Wills comes back, is healthy, and plays well. And they are going to want to sign him. He's a number 10 overall pick by Andrew Berry. He wants to pay that off. He's done pretty decent with offensive linemen so far. By the way, Mike Hall, the conversation we had about him and whether or not he should practice, Lima said he would have held him out of practice yesterday, correct?
Yes.
You said you wouldn't have had him come to the building.
Yeah, I thought he needed some days away, but I understand. Mary Kay and you both talked about it. It made sense. They have to talk to him. So that would then make sense for him to be in the building.
I would have him in the building. I said that earlier this morning at 7 o'clock. I would have had him in the building. I don't think I would have practiced him yesterday. But then I had to ask myself the question, okay, when is it okay to practice when the NFL is going for any tape and any photo they possibly can? You might end up having to hold him out for a couple of weeks, a month, past the beginning of the first game of the season. When does that stop? I mean, he has a right to show up to work and be paid for it.
Yes.
You don't have to necessarily put him out there on the practice field. That's a sticky wicket for everybody.
I think it was just jarring to those that thought it was a foregone conclusion he was no longer going to be a Cleveland Brown. And then not only was he a Cleveland Brown, he was there the very next day.
That I didn't think for a second it was a foregone conclusion that he wasn't for reasons that we said on the air. Go back and listen to that, 92.3thefan.com. The rewind function on the free Odyssey app. Go back to 7 o'clock. And, of course, you can watch that clip, 92.3 The Fan on Twitter and Instagram. Keith posted it. Andy posted it. It's fantastic. Our bosses. The emerging podcast scene, 10:15 Eastern, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. Folks, have a wonderful day. Listen to us live in about 20 minutes on the Fan Extra on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.